Okay, now we'll move on to our board committee reports. I believe our first presenter is Trustee Montgomery, who chaired the recent Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A meeting of the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee was held on August 28, 2017. Members of the committee present constituting a quorum, Trustees Montgomery, Edwards, King, and Treasurer McKeever. Trustee Montgomery chaired the meeting. After approval of the July 10, 17 committee meeting minutes, the following draft board items and presentations were made. Executive Vice President for Academic Affairs, Dr. Barbara Wilson, presented an item for academic and administrative appointments for contract year 2017-18 for committee consideration. Senior Associate VP and Deputy Comptroller Michael Bass presented three capital items for consideration, including design presentations for the Mechanical Engineering Building and the Civil Engineering Hydro Systems Laboratory in Urbana. The Medical Center's Chief Executive Officer, Dr. Avijit Ghosh, and Chief Financial Officer, Michael Zinn, presented the Medical Center Integrated Information Infrastructure 3I project. Assistant VP Gloria Keeley presented three purchase and renewal items for committee consideration. Associate VP for Treasury Operations, Bob Plankenhorn, presented an item for Auxiliary Facility System Revenue Bonds, additional projects, Series 2014A for committee consideration. Executive Director of University Audits, Mrs. Julie Zimatis, presented the Fiscal Year 2017 Internal Audit Report. Vice President Walt Knorr briefed the committee in connection with the Fiscal Year 2017 and 18 appropriation payments for the university and the Monetary Award Program and payment expectations for Fiscal Year 2018. He advised the committee on approved procurement reform legislation affecting previously exempt purchases and procurement relief for medical equipment and supplies and research activities. He informed the committee of recent communications with the rating agencies and ratings actions. Mr. Knorr advised the committee on the progress of the P3 housing and academic building project on the Chicago campus and the status of the university's fiscal year 2017 financial audit and results. In addition, he advised the committee that an internal task force had been organized to plan and react to pension cost sharing for certain employees and expected responsibilities for pension plans and costs for Tier 2 and Tier 3 employees. Lastly, he informed the committee of the planned FY18 operating budget preparation, the annual salary approvals, and the statutory preparation of a budget and capital request for fiscal year 2019. There was no old business. The meeting adjourned at 2:43 p.m. Items 8 through 13 on today's board agenda for consideration are recommended by the committee to the full board. The next meeting of the committee is set for Monday, November 8, 2017, at 1 p.m. That's our report.
Thank you, Jim. Questions or comments? Okay. Thank you. I guess I'm next with a report on the University Healthcare System Committee. The University Healthcare System Committee met yesterday, and joining me for the meeting were Trustees King, McMillan, Reyes, and Fitzgerald. At the outset, we welcomed our newest committee member, Trustee Stuart King. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting that was held on July 12, 2017. The committee then reviewed and recommended agenda items 7, 12, and 13, which included reappointing a member of the advisory board for the Division of Specialized Care for Children, employing a professional services consultation for renovation at the Medical Sciences Building for the Carl Illinois College of Medicine in Urbana, and purchase and renewal options. Dr. Ghosh then provided a presentation about one of the purchase recommendations, the 3I project, Integrated Informational Infrastructure at the University of Illinois Hospital. Dr. Ghosh noted that IT platforms are essential for delivering health care and that the hospital is currently operating with a system that is inefficient and out of date. Many of the current systems are at an end of their lives, and this makes the hospital vulnerable to compliance issues and lost billing, to name a few concerns. An integrated system will help improve workflow, increase provider and patient satisfaction, and will improve financial performance. Dr. Ghosh described the year-long process that has taken place at the hospital to select a vendor and to plan for implementation. Michael Zenn, CFO of the hospital, explained the various costs that will be associated with the project. Considerable questions and discussion occurred among the members of the committee, after which we unanimously agreed that it was appropriate for the item to go forward to the board, to the full board, for a vote. Our chief medical officer, Dr. Bud Pigon, then discussed the committee item, lift and expunge summary suspension of physician. The committee voted unanimously to approve the item. Jurisdiction for this vote previously was delegated by the board to the healthcare committee. We heard an overview from Mr. Loa Mwilambe. Probably didn't get that right.
Pretty good.
My apologies. About the McKinley Health Center here in Urbana. He described the ways that students are involved in the health center governance through advisory boards. He stated that the health center is accredited and provided detailed information about the building and staff members. He shared that there were over 100,000 patient visits in the clinic in fiscal year 2017 and provided information about their budget as well as student health insurance. Finally, Dr. Avijit Ghosh provided the committee with his CEO report. One highlight is recent recognition of the University of Illinois Hospital for their quality clinical care in the field of stroke and also congestive heart failure. He discussed the fiscal 16 and fiscal 17 financial results, stating that the financial position of the hospital is getting stronger on all major fronts. The volume of inpatient and outpatient visits has grown, and complexity of the cases treated has been increasing, while patient length of stay is decreasing, the latter being an indicator of improved efficiency. Dr. Ghosh completed his report with a discussion of the projected budget for fiscal year 18. This was the last meeting for Dr. Ghosh in his capacity as hospital CEO, and the committee would like to take this opportunity to publicly thank Avijit for his superb and unselfish leadership over the last 3 years. Also, we take our hats off to Dr. Robert Barish, our VCHA, for agreeing to serve as interim CEO until a national search can be accomplished. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for Wednesday, November 15th at 12:30 p.m. in Chicago. And I'd be happy to take any questions. Okay. Pat, as chair of Governance, Personnel, and Ethics. Please.
Thank you, Tim. So the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met yesterday in this room here in Urbana. I attended the meeting along with Chairman Koritz and Trustees McMillan, Reyes, and Robles. Trustee King, our new colleague, also attended as a guest. The first order of business resulted in the committee approving the minutes of the last meeting that had been held on July 12th of this year. The committee then reviewed the items on today's agenda that are numbered today as 2, 3, 4, 5, and 8, and forwarded those items on to the board for its consideration. The committee heard two presentations. First, Dr. Avijit Ghosh gave a presentation on the realignment of system administrative offices. Dr. Ghosh chaired a committee that was charged by President Killeen with seeking realignment of administrative functions across the systems and universities, and he reported that two phases of realignment have been completed. The first transferred 95 employees to the universities in the areas of purchasing, grants, and contract administration and budgeting. The second phase transferred 12 employees from the Illinois Online Network to UIS and consolidated 25 information technology positions. I should point out that most of these didn't require physical relocations, just on the org chart. Dr. Ghosh reported that the third and last phase aims to potentially realign student financial services, real estate services, and select information technology services. President Killeen told the committee that Vice President Barbara Wilson, the chancellors, and the faculty senate were heavily involved in this process and that the goal of these realignments is to decrease costs and improve efficiency. The second report was a report in the form of a legislative update from Ms. Jennifer Creasy, Director of State Relations. Ms. Creasy referred to the state's passing of the budget and procurement reform, and she described efforts to recognize the champions of the university who played a key role in that process. She stated that the Office of Governmental Relations will continue to advocate for the university and make plain the university's contributions to the state. She also referred to advocacy efforts related to the IPAC proposal, and she thanked the board and university leadership for their work and support. President Killeen recognized the great efforts by the Office of Governmental Relations in dealing with the legislature, and the committee itself expressed its gratitude to the Office of Governmental Relations for their work and to President Killeen's personal leadership. And the next meeting of the committee is scheduled for November 15th of this year at 2 o'clock in Chicago.
Thank you, Pat. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, I'd like to call on Trustee Ray Cepeda, Chair Pro Tem of the Academic and Student Affairs Committee. I'm sorry I can't call you Special Master Pro Tem. Only Jill's a Special Master.
I cannot fill those shoes. But, you know, we pitch in for one another. I'd like to thank Trustee Montgomery for pitching in for me at ABFF. But the Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday, September 6, 2017, at 3 p.m. in this room. In the absence of Chair Smart, I led this meeting. Present were Trustees Edwards, McMillan, Reyes, and Robles. In our regular business, we approved the minutes for the meeting of July 12, 2017, and we reviewed the following recommendations prior to advancement to the board as a whole. The first was the routine appointments item, which is in the board list, and the second was the appointment of Dr. Anderson as to the Dean of Social Work, School of Social Work, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. We also heard a very detailed presentation on the review of academic units. Vice President Barbara Wilson joined our three provosts, Interim Provost John Wilkin, Provost Susan Poser, and Dennis Papini, to describe the ongoing process and the outcomes of cyclical academic program reviews. It was a great presentation. It's clear the university takes this responsibility seriously with the internal and external evaluations used to ensure our departments and degrees are of the highest quality. Presentation illustrated a rigorous process that leads to decisions about adding, revising, or eliminating a program. Those proposals ultimately are routinely reviewed by the board at our meetings, so this is very helpful background. Spurred by the presentation, we had a very good discussion on the importance of balancing quality, financial resources, and admission in setting the strategic direction of academic programs. There was no old business or new business. Our meeting adjourned at 4:05 p.m., and our next meeting will be in Chicago on November 15th at 3 p.m.
Thank you, Ray. Questions or comments? Okay, that concludes the committee reports.